Columbus.com.
We're at halftime, and it's time now for the highlighter. And our special guest from St. Francis de Sales High School is Nate Stevens. Nate is a senior in the Land of the Stallions. And Nate, how you doing so far? Okay?
Good.
This is not the hardest thing you've had to do yet today, is it?
No.
That's good to know. Now, Nate is quite a tennis player, I got to tell you. Number one singles, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, how tall are you?
5'7".
You are not the tallest tennis player in the world, are you?
No.
Ground stroke strong, your serve, what's strong for you?
I'd say my forehand.
Now, you've played tennis for how long?
6 years.
And you're also a member of the marching band?
Yes, sir.
And what's your favorite instrument?
Mellophone.
Play the mellophone, okay. How long have you done that?
Well, I played the French horn since 6th grade, and then in high school, you can't march the French horn, so I had to use the mellophone.
Aren't they kind of like cousins when you look at them?
Yeah.
Talking to a guy that played clarinet forever, so I envied anybody that could play something that was heavier than what I was carrying with a clarinet. Now, on top of everything else, favorite courses in school, what do you really like?
I like the STEM courses, math and science.
So math, calculus, trig, what's your favorite?
I like trig. I'm taking AP Calculus this year, so that'll be a good challenge for me.
I won't give you any story problems just yet, but maybe later on. In the classroom overall, I understand you're doing very well. Are you a member of the National Honor Society? What's that experience like?
Yes, I'm a member of the National Honor Society. I think it's a good program. It keeps challenging you academically and makes you do service, which I think is a very good thing.
We're talking with Nate Stevens here at halftime on the highlighter. Now, I always like to ask people if they have a favorite team or sport, but because you're a tennis player, you're kind of more into the individual side of sports, are you not? Do you have one favorite tennis player?
I'd say my favorite tennis player is Roger Federer.
Why do you like Roger?
I just think he's the greatest of all time. He's won the most Grand Slams in men's singles.
And he has great hair, too?
Yes.
Just like you. Does your hair ever move during a match?
Not really.
I didn't think so. Well, let's talk about some other things, too. You have an interesting hobby that maybe becomes a vocation later on. You are studying to be a pilot, are you not? Talk about that.
Yes, I started on my private pilot license at the beginning of the summer, and currently I'm about 3/4 of the way through. You need 40 hours to become a private pilot, and I have about 30, so...
Do you have any idea if you're going to use that as a vocation later on in life?
Yeah, I'd like to be a commercial pilot.
Well, you've been working on that. Is there any chance that you could fly me around the country when I do more sporting events?
Sure, if you pay for it.
I knew there was a catch. Talk about your Catholic education, Nate. You're a guy that has a sense of humor, a well-rounded education, but why is a Catholic education so important to you?
It's important to me because it allows me to grow in my faith, especially at school, being able to go to prayer services Friday mornings and being able to pray before class. It helps me grow in my relationship with God.
Are you involved in any community activities as well, too? Do you help out in any fundraising drives or anything like that here in the Land of the Stallions?
Not here, but at a close tennis club called Wicker Tree, I volunteer for a program called Buddy Up Tennis, and it helps people with Down syndrome, kids with Down syndrome, and it helps them get exercise and have fun on the weekends and play some tennis.
Your tennis in the future, you're a senior. Are you going to go on and play tennis in college? Are you going to play with an organized team or just on club level, do you think?
The colleges I'm looking at have club tennis, so I'm looking forward to hopefully doing that.
We've talked about the strength of your tennis game. What about you as a person? What do you think your strength is?
I'd say I'm a good leader. I've gone to many leadership camps, and I just like to involve all people.
Have you tried any other sports at all?
I used to play soccer, but I went to St. Paul for middle school, and they didn't have a team 2 years in a row, so I just decided to drop that and focus on tennis.
You play a musical instrument. Is there a band or a group that you're interested in?
I'm in the marching band here at school, but I also like to watch drum corps. It's like competitive, high-level marching, and my favorite groups are the Bluecoats and Phantom Regiment.
And finally, no matter who DeSales plays, who's going to win the game?
Definitely DeSales.
Nate, thanks so much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you on the tennis court as well, too.
Thank you very much.
Nate Stevens has been our guest here at halftime on the highlighter. More our halftime show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Bob Boyd Auto family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is your one-stop shop for the late vehicle at the late price. It's Ram Power Days, where you'll save up to $11,000 on new Ram 1500s or get up to $7,000 off on new Jeep Cherokees. The best deals you'll see are always on Route 33 in Lancaster. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Have you been thinking about completing your college degree? There's no better time than right now at Ohio Dominican University. Ohio Dominican offers bachelor's degrees in accounting, business, and risk management. And because courses are available online or on campus during the evening, you can work towards your degree around your schedule. Looking to advance your career in logistics? Ohio Dominican also offers a certificate in supply chain management, 100% online. Classes start soon. Apply today at ohiodominican.edu/adult.
Hello, everyone. Dino Carfagna here for Carfagna's Kitchen and Family Restaurante. Carfagna's offers the best in casual, full-service Italian dining, featuring authentic handmade pastas, pizzas, strombolis, gourmet salads, and grilled sandwiches. Weekly specials include Monday's $5 bottle house wines, Wednesday $1 glass wine night, and Thursday's featuring thick-cut prime rib with two sides for under $19. Come and visit Carfagna's Kitchen at 2025 Polaris Parkway, just one block off I-71. And as always, go Stallions!
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easier than you think. If you're hearing this message, you are probably eligible to join our credit union.
As an Education First member, we are committed to providing you with the best financial products and services, including checking, savings, and money market accounts, investment services, mortgages, auto loans, credit cards, and more.
Three convenient locations, Westerville, Reynoldsburg, and downtown Columbus. For more information, please stop in or visit us online at educu.org.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
21-6 is the score. DeSales leads Steubenville at the half in our CCL football game of the week. Hello, everybody. I'm Ryan Baker back in the studios of AM 820. No guru this week, as Lee Cochran is on vacation, but glad to have back in the studio with me Dave Perpura, this week's sports reporter. Dave, good to have you back again. At least it hasn't been so long this time.
I don't take vacation during high school football season. I come in when I need to.
You would think the boss would be that way, too, but I guess he can do what he wants.
I suppose so. But yeah, it's only been 3 weeks since I've been here.
Yeah,
I think.
Week six you were here. So.
Yep, and yeah, nice to be back. I mean, second to last week of the high school football season, regular season, I should say, and what, 3 weeks left of the scoreboard show or something. I mean, it's this is the best time of the year. It's a lot of fun, and so much of the picture is getting clearer now.
Yeah, awesome that we will be doing the scoreboard show again this year, 2 weeks into the playoffs, okay, like last year. And you mentioned week nine. A lot of people focus on week eight because there's some huge matchups, but here in week nine, we've got some really good matchups. We've got league titles on the line. We've got playoff berths at stake here. I mean, DeSales, this is huge for them. If they get this win tonight, they lock up that playoff spot. If somehow they lost this one and lost next week, they could probably need some help to get in. But if they can get this one tonight, they punch their ticket.
Yeah, I would think so. And it's certainly going to help them in their quest to get a home game. Now, Canal, Winchester, and Walnut Ridge, who are right there in that real tight pack in Region 8. They're separated by like six and a quarter tenths of a point or something. It's going to be tight. But yeah, if DeSales wins tonight, they're going to be fine. Canal should clinch a playoff berth. If they win tonight, Walnut Ridge probably should clinch one and maybe try and create some distance between themselves and the 7th and 8th teams.
Yeah, and this one tonight for DeSales, this is huge. 21-6 at the half. This is a Steubenville team, Dave, that came into this one. They've scored over 40 points five times this year in their seven games, and the least amount of points they scored is 21. The DeSales defense is definitely the story in this first half.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming off a 56-55 game last week, Steubenville is. I was listening some on the way in, and you know, the defense obviously making some huge stops. You know, Quintel Quinn with a huge touchdown run. I want to say it was on a first down play that took it to the house, something like 68 yards. Looking at this, I thought it'd be maybe a little higher scoring, maybe 21-13 or something like that. But yeah, definitely a tremendous effort from the Stallion defense so far.
Yeah, great showing here from DeSales tonight. If this keeps up, how about looking ahead to next week, Dave, if DeSales gets this win, and we'll talk about Hartley here in a second. Both of those teams going to be 8-1 heading into that Thursday night matchup. Oh, boy.
And that's pretty much what we hope for, I think. And I think looking at the schedule early in their year, most of us anticipated, you know, this has a pretty good chance to be the CCL championship game. And you know, you've got two teams that are probably going to be in the playoffs at that point, and there is something really neat about that being in week 10. Something with like that. I mean, even like DeSales Waterson, you could make a case, should be a week 10 game. But boy, I mean, it's tough to complain when you got a Thursday night spotlight on this game coming up in 6 days.
Yeah, that'll be exciting for sure. Speaking of Hartley, The Hawks rolling. They've got a 30-0 lead at the half. I don't think anybody thought that they would have trouble with Belmont. They'll start that second half with the running clock. Probably see a lot of JVs in the second half with that Stallions matchup on the horizon.
Yeah, I would think so. And this is really probably about as ideally as they could have played it. Honestly, having an opponent, you go in, on paper you should beat them. And, Hartley obviously hasn't played that many close games lately, especially, the past couple of weeks here. But yeah, that's really about as ideal as you can get it and really get everybody in perfect, not perfect health, but certainly reset it a little bit heading into the sales.
Yeah, for sure. Reedy has a 14-7 lead over Bexley here at the half. It'd be nice to see Reedy get rewarded here, Dave. They've played the past couple weeks, some really close games against Harvest Prep and Whitehall the past few weeks. It'd be nice if the Silver Knights could turn the corner here and get them a win.
It's been a tough year so far, and I think there are a lot of high expectations coming in to this year for them. It's really been tough for them to get much momentum together. They've had a very tough schedule, but to get a nice win over a Bexley team that seems to be rebounding after some recent struggles would be definitely a nice encouragement here late in the year.
Jack Foley with a touchdown run for sure in that one for the Silver Knights. Watterson having a little trouble, especially early with Dayton Dunbar. I think that's surprising some. They fell behind 7-0, then they cut it to 7-6. But with 16 seconds left in the half, Dave, Dominic Orsini gets an interception, returns at 16 yards for the score. They went for two and failed, but Watterson has a 12-7 lead at the half.
Okay, and that's where they've got to be at this point. What are they, 11th in the region right now? And they cannot afford to slip up. I mean, you look at the math there, they're about 3 points behind Centennial, and Centennial is somebody we're going to talk about in a little bit. So Watterson obviously needs to take care of their own business, and they've got to get some help from 3 or 4 teams in front of them.
And we talked about this in the preview show tonight, Dave. How disappointing would it be, the turnaround, the improvement that this Watterson team has had this year? And it started last year, winning those last 3 games of the year, finishing up 5-5 on the heels of those 3-7 and 2-8 years. Mm-hmm. But how disappointing would it be for them to go 7-3 this year and miss out on the postseason?
Well, and you talk about that 3-game winning streak at the end of last year, coupled with the 4 in a row to start this year, and then they bumped into a really tough stretch of their schedule. Dayton Chaminade Julien, I believe, was state-ranked at the time that they played them, and they might very well still be. I can't remember off the top of my head. Close loss to DeSales. They beat an Ursuline team that they should have. And then, obviously, Hartley just stomped them last week. But, yes, it would be a big disappointment. Although, that's the thing. They didn't win some of those games that would have gotten them some huge points here recently.
And the nice thing for them, if for some reason they did miss out on the postseason this year, a very junior and sophomore-laden team. Even some freshmen got in that game last week against Hartley. Not a big senior class, only 9 of them for Watterson, so that's good things for them on the horizon.
Yeah, and you don't necessarily want to see those younger kids get in when it's 30-0 in the second half, but still, I mean, that's going to provide some very valuable experience going forward with the program that Coach Kennedy is really starting to put into place there.
And then the other 2 Catholic teams in the area, St. Charles, this is a weird one. They've got a 2 p.m. game tomorrow afternoon on the road at Youngstown Cheney. And then Fisher Catholic tomorrow night hosts Ridgedale down at Fulton Field. So that gets you up to date with what's going on with the Catholic teams in the area here in Week 9. We're going to take a quick break, but Dave and I will be back. We'll discuss some of the other big games in the area tonight in Week 9. We mentioned league titles on the line, playoff burst. We'll talk about that some of that coming up next when halftime rolls on. 21-6, DeSales leads Steubenville in the CCL football game of the week.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from MiracleMotorMart.com. Go to our website and see about 400 vehicles at great prices. Financing for all credit situations. 28 years serving our community. Largest independent in the state by number of cars sold. Save big, but don't wait, because nothing lasts long at MiracleMotorMart.com. Start online, then visit our 2 locations, north and east. Great prices, big savings. That's MiracleMotorMart.com.
Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster is your one-stop shop for the right vehicle at the right price. Get 0% for 72 months on new Ford F-150s and 0% for 60 months or up to $5,000 off on a new Ford Escape. The best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Jeff here from Custom Air. Early in his career, the president of Custom Air noticed the peers he respected always did three things well. They took care of their customers, retained good employees, and earned respect in the community. At Custom Air, we follow these same principles, and it all starts with our team members. You'll find our employees are committed to quality, customer service, and trust with each and every one of our customers. It's the way we do things. That's the Custom Air way. Custom Air, custom solutions, custom comfort.
Welcome back to halftime of the CCL Game of the Week, week number 9. Hard to believe, just one more week left of the regular season. DeSales leading Steubenville 21-6. Of course, we look forward to that final game next week as Watterson is on the road at St. Charles, ending up the year with a big CCL matchup there. Dave, some big matchups in the area tonight. League titles on the line, playoff berths on the line, and let's start to the number one team in the This Week Sports.com Super 7 this week. Olentangy Liberty, they still have not lost a game, but they trail at the half against Olentangy Orange 10-7.
I know there was a costly turnover earlier in the game that that really hurt Liberty, and yeah, just looking at that, Orange has played them extremely tough over the years. That's a team that I don't want to say can sneak up and bite you, but I mean they are certainly capable of it. I think maybe earlier on in the year some of us might have been a little bit skeptical about Orange. They obviously racked up a lot of wins, but they weren't over the best teams. Their only loss to date, even so, is to Pickerington North, and then they went out and got a convincing win over Olentangy a couple of weeks ago. They got a big win over Westerville Central on a Thursday night game last week, and to do what they're doing right now against Liberty, it would make their season, and it would certainly keep the league race competitive at the top as well between those two.
Yeah, that's for the OCC Buckeye here tonight. Both of those teams at the top. Don't want to stray off of where we're at too far, but they've already got underway at Fortress Field for the second half. Darius Parham has a 24-yard touchdown run, and Reedy has taken a 21-7 lead over Bexley. A huge one in the Licking County League tonight, Dave. It's a battle of unbeatens. Both teams 8-0, and Licking Valley has a 14-6 lead over Granville. This one, of course, for the Licking County League Buckeye Division. The defense both of these teams have played this year. Licking Valley just giving up 8 points a game heading into this one, and Granville only 5.3, but the Panthers got that lead.
Looking at Dave Weidig's tweet, he writes for the Newark Advocate, Granville has been held to only 91 total yards and only 4 first downs in the first half. Mitchell Ford by himself has outgained Granville by 17 yards. He has 17 carries for 108, and I think you mentioned there was a blocked punt, there was an interception for Licking Valley late in the half, and Valley is going to get the ball to start the second half. Granville had 5 plays in the second quarter. So you talk about that defense. I mean, these are two teams that haven't played a close game in ages, and this is exactly what this is. It's turning out to be as built.
Didn't talk about this one with the area Catholic teams because I wanted to group it in here. The Licking County League Cardinal on the line tonight, too. And how about this? Newark Catholic has a 27-0 lead over Heath. Heath is 7-1 heading into this one. It is all green wave tonight.
Yeah, this was a game that I think a lot of us were looking forward to at White Field. Tonight, a lot of us picked the Heath Bulldogs. In fact, one of the people who did not is sitting across the table from me, if I'm not mistaken, picked the Newark Catholic Green Wave over
there.
Yeah,
and
you look smart.
And my quote on this game was, I just had a feeling. Everything said pick Heath. I just had a feeling that the Green Wave were going to get this one done tonight, but not like this.
Well, you know, there's so much, not to get philosophical, but there's so much in life that just comes down to, I had the feeling that this or this or this. And sometimes that's a good enough reason to pick with your instinct. And certainly you are making a good pick. I have not made a good pick so far in this one. So we'll see what happens. But Newark Catholic obviously playing extremely well and slowing down a Heath team that has been very, very good all year.
So a couple big games in the Mid-State League tonight. The Mid-State League Ohio on the line as Whitehall travels to Harvest Prep. Harvest Prep has a 15-13 lead at the half over the Rams. And in the Mid-State League Buckeye, a shootout going on. Amanda Clear Creek and Taze Valley tied at 21.
And those are two teams. Taze Valley, I know, started off strong. Canal Winchester beat them pretty good in week 3. Taze Valley has really rebounded nicely since that point at 6-2. Amanda Clear Creek, you know, back where they usually are at 7-0, or 7-1, excuse me. I'm not sure I saw a game this high scoring. I might have thought this game would be taking place with Licking Valley and Granville tonight. But no, go figure, that's the more defensive one, and this is the shootout.
Going to fly through some of these real quick. Pickerington North has a 35-7 lead over Lancaster tonight. Pick Central, 19-6 over Reynoldsburg. Westerville South leads Westerville Central, 14-6. Dublin-Jerome, 18-7. They lead Olentangy-Berlin. Eastmore, 7. Columbus South, 6. And Marysville has a 14-9 lead over Hilliard-Davidson. Dave and I will be back after the game. The AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing. We'll give you all the scores and talk to the coaches as well. Don't forget to tweet us your scores at AM 820 Scoreboard. 21-7, DeSales leads Steubenville at the half of our CCL football game of the week. Second half action coming up next on AM 820.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around.